Les colloques du Collège de France.
Thank you very much, and thank you very much to everybody. Je m'excuse si je ne parle pas en français, mais bon, la diglossie là est impérante, donc I will speak in English for because this communique. Thank you for the organization of this wonderful event that is really interesting for me for several point of, from several point of view. This communication is the preliminary result of a research undertaken by myself and Veronica Prestini on a manuscript preserved in the Laurenziana Library in Florence. And thanks to Dr. Prestini, in April 2024, the Museum of Oriental Art in Turin exhibited a Shahnameh, the manuscript Orientale 5 of the Biblioteca Medicea Laurenziana, during an exhibition, and we were called to happen to present it to the public. We studied it carefully through the 2025, and the manuscript has now been digitized and is available online. This project was made possible thanks to the funding from the Italian Ministry of Research. The manuscript is already known. The main study was carried out by Angelo Michele Piemontese as part of his catalogue of Persian manuscripts preserved in Italy. Piemontese described its 807 folios subdivided into various parts. The manuscript contains the prose preface of by Abu Mansur and Ferdusi Shahnameh, as you can see. Inside there is a Samnameh and a Garshaspnameh. A colophon appears on folio 806 and bears the date of Shawwal 990, that is October-November 1582. The manuscript is illustrated with 26 high-quality miniatures from Shiraz School and executed with the entire manuscript. Examined by various scholars, the miniatures have been published on several occasions by Nallino, Piemontese, and Robinson, with brief descriptions. Concerning the miniatures, the publication of Lale Uluç, Turkman Governors, Shiraz, and Ottoman Collections offer an illustrative overview of this production, beginning with the following statement that in the decade 1580-90, luxury manuscript production in Shiraz reached its peak. The scholar then focuses on some specific aspects of this production, starting with the large format of the text, averaging 40 centimeters in height, as it is in the case of Manuscript Orientale 5 in Florence. She emphasizes that the most reproduced and illustrated work of the Shahnameh and the Khamseh by Nezami, these two, as we shall see in this case, is a common feature with the manuscript we are investigating. A Khamseh arrived in Florence together with the Shahnameh. Other similarities pointed out by Uluç include the numbers of miniatures ranging from 20 to 50, 24 in our case, the iconography, the increase of number of figures who are depicted in larger detail, and the focus on celebration and public activities. The scholar points to several examples that could be related to our manuscript, such as the Shahnameh preserved in the Topkapı Sarayı Müzesi Library, and another in the Metropolitan Museum of New York, this one, of the 1583 perhaps. A third similar example is preserved in the Museum of Fine Art in Boston, dated 1584. Returning to Angelo Michele Piemontese's description of the manuscript, the scholar reported that a document had been brought to his attention by the Turcologist Aldo Galotta in the State Archives of Florence, where was a list of objects sent by the Ottoman Mustafa Musahib Pasha and Capudani Deria, that is a very important role in the Ottoman Navy. Once we found this list, we come across numerous other documents which we examined carefully. The study of the document immediately revealed some surprises. Piemontese had already noticed that in addition to the Shahnameh, the gift also included a Khamseh of Nezami, which must have been the manuscript Orientale 11, effectively a Khamseh dating from around the same period as the Shahnameh, and an Iskendernameh, which the scholar hypothesized to be that of Ahmedi, preserved in Venice, as there are no other illustrated manuscripts with this name in Italy. And this is also, I think, interesting for someone in this room. However, the document provided further important information. In addition to the three manuscripts, numerous other items were to be donated, many horse tack. That is very interesting. The manuscript were donated with part of the horse that we will see. It is important, this detail. Furthermore, in addition to the Tugra, which clearly identified the name of the Capudani Deria Mustafa Musahib Pasha, the seal bore a date, 1683 of the Christian era, which allowed the date of the donation to be moved a period after the reign of Ferdinand II, as written by Piemontese, namely to the reign of Cosimo III de' Medici, 60-70-20-23, which is around this period. Furthermore, the absence of any mention of the manuscript in the Registro dei Libri Orientali del Serenissimo Granduca, compiled by Barthélemy d'Herbelot in 1666, confirmed that the manuscript was donated after that date. The last aspect seemed to be confirmed by the period in which Mustafa Musahib Pasha lived and worked. In 1663, he took the title of Musahib. In 1666, he became second vizier during the Sultanate of Mehmet IV, and in 1683, Capitani Deria. In 1684, he took part in the War of Morea as Serasker, commander of the Ottoman fleet. He died in 1685, as stated by the Vekayu ul-Fuzala, Vetuhfei Atatin, by Sheikhi Mehmet Efendi, the main source of information on this figure. Mustafa Musahib Pasha wrote several other letters to the Grand Duke of Tuscany. In one of them, he describes his deep friendship for the Grand Duke, was domain he knows well, Florence, Liguria, Pisa, Bizenzio, Bise, Portoferraio, Pistoia, and other nations of which he is ruler and Grand Duke, whom he held in high esteem and consideration, and Cosimo III is named in the text. Cosimo III, is in some part there. Okay. Cosimo for the letter. Thanks Cosimo for the help he provided in treating him when he was healed, probably suffering from gout. According to the Sigilli Osmani, Mustafa Pasha was affected by this disease for many years. And he therefore sends to Cosimo III some book. Here they are called Defter, as a gift of gratitude. In another document, I don't want to echo, which is of which only an Italian translation remains, he refers to a slave he met in Venice, a certain Celes, which is a strange name, but who begged him to free him, saying that he would repay him once he returned in Turkey. Mustafa Musahib Pasha managed to free him, but as soon as he is freed, half in money, half in good, the slave goes to Cosimo to convert to Christianity, and Mustafa Musahib Pasha asks for his money back. Other letters are currently being read and are likely to hold surprise for the future in terms of their contents, but they are all personal letters. It is clear from all this correspondence that there was a certain familiarity between Cosimo and Mustafa Musahib Pasha, and although no documents of a more political nature have been found at present, it is interesting to note that starting in 1682, Cosimo III was urged to contribute to the war against Turks, but he opposed this with cautious and but tenacious resistance, limiting himself to arming three galleys that never left the port of Leghorn and supplying ammunition that he never gave. However, the main aspect of this donation lies in the volumes themselves that Mustafa Musahib Pasha sent to the Grand Duke. In fact, on the one hand, it reveals the figure of an Ottoman notable, himself a collector and artist, and on the other, that of Cosimo III, a sovereign often judged to be a bad politician, but an attentive promoter of the arts. With regard to Mustafa Musahib Pasha collection, I am deeply grateful to Zeren Tanender for some significant information concerning two manuscripts in possession of the Capudan Ideria, that reveal the choices of on an historical and artistic level. The first is a manuscript kept in the Topkapı Sarayı library with a note in the margin revealing that it belonged from Mustafa Musahib Pasha along with a previous seal of Selim I. Of the library of Selim I, sorry. As indicated in a marginal note in this manuscript, it was donated by his widow, presumably to the Ottoman Imperial Treasury following the death of the Capitani Deria. In another manuscript, also dated Zulhijja 1097, that is 1686, the same deed of donation appears. In this case, it is a life of the Prophet Muhammad, Asari Muzaffariyeh, by Muhi Arabi, dated 1568, from the Safavid period, probably produced in Balkh or Herat. The manuscript is also kept today in the Topkapı Library, and it's an illustrated and beautiful manuscript for several reasons. It is almost certain that both manuscripts were donated together with the death, after the death of Mustafa Musahib Pasha in 1685. An interesting fact about the two manuscripts in the Laurentiana Library is that they do not bear any seal, whereas the Istanbul manuscript both have seals dating back to before, and they came into the possession of Mustafa Musahib Pasha, which date back of the period of Selim I. It is possible that an attempt was made to erase a seal in the Laurentiana Shahnameh. I have not the photo, unfortunately, but in any case, the Laurentiana manuscript has no marginal notes or any distinctive marks explaining its provenance. It was evidently a personal acquisition of Mustafa Mosaheb Pasha himself for Cosimo III. The term defter, used to describe the manuscript in the letter accompanying the list of gifts, probably indicates that they were not bound. In fact, Manuscript Orientale V was certainly bound shortly after the donation using an Italian binding. According to sources, Musahib Mustafa Pasha was known to be proficient in Arabic and Persian and to have studied calligraphy under Belgradi Mehmet Efendi. His poems are said to be free of pseudonym and exquisite, and likely due to his father's influence, he was familiar with music. Various literary works were dedicated to and presented to Musahib Mustafa Pasha. The first of these works presented was the Tuhfetul Emsal, a religious and moral mesnevi by Nali Mehmet Efendi, who was born in Konya and later came to Istanbul, where he served as a teacher in various positions. Other poets were Sami Yunus, Shouri Hassan, Nazim Yahya, and some further minor literati. Although less documented, at least in the current state of research, his activity as a collector can still be remembered. Musahib Mustafa Pasha was also a promoter of various architectural work, including many Waqf works, such as a hammam, a caravanserai, a kahvehane, together with the Sheker Furush Mahalle Mosque, which were built in Konya, along with 12 fountains in the city. Mehmet IV was a ruler renowned for his passion for hunting. Musahib Mustafa Pasha was a servant and confidant of the Sultan and accompanied him on his hunting expeditions, presenting him with various gifts. For example, in November of 1664, during a hunting expedition in the Yambolu region, Mustafa Pasha presented the Sultan with 3 horses of different breeds. The horses are in all his among these presents, 2 of which were Arabian, and in return was rewarded with a sable fur and a robe of honor. In August 1666, Mustafa Pasha was hosting the Sultan at his palace, presented him with a jewel encrusted sable fur coat, a gold encrusted belt, a sword, a gold dagger, as well as a magnificent and donated horse, and covered every surface with meters of fabric and gold and silver coins. This closeness earned him of the most prestigious title, that of Damat, Sultan son-in-law, and in 1675 he married the Sultan's daughter Hatice Sultan. As for Cosimo III, as mentioned above, he was more interested in art, science and literature than politics, although this view of his reign has often been questioned. He traveled extensively through Europe and was famous for the marvelous objects he acquired as gifts or through direct purchase. He was interested in mathematics, medicine, and literature, and above all, he was a collector. He was responsible for the complexion of the Medici Galleries and the Museum of Natural Science, as well as for encouraging the Accademia della Crusca. Cosimo III also contributed to the collection of Arabic, Persian, and Turkish manuscripts, which had been already extensively expanded through numerous purchases made in the 16th and 17th century to support of the Medici typographia that Sarafani knows very well. At the time of Cosimo III, the typographia Medici has long since failed, but that experience had left an important mark on the study of the East, which had its center in Florence, but also in other towns. Even Rome was a very important center for the taking of manuscripts. Cosimo probably saw in Oriental divertissement a further element of this highly personal style of government and his interests, which often stemmed from a passion for the northern eastern countries that were inaugurated a new dimension of Oriental studies with major translations. Moreover, the arrival in Florence during the reign of Ferdinand II of Barthélemy d'Herbelot was proof of the attention paid to this type of research when Cosimo himself was young. The Grand Duke attempted to keep in the Laurentian, Ferdinand II, to keep it in the Laurentian library, and even at his court there below. He failed because he was recalled in France by Colbert. But the memory of that memorable experience remained even later when Cosimo III became Grand Duke and continued to take an interest in Oriental manuscript. The meeting with Mustafa Pasha, although still quite mysterious, fits into the frame in some way, and we hope that new sources will allow us to explore a subject that may provide surprising new insight. Thank you.
Collège de France, le savoir en illimité. Retrouvez tous nos contenus audio et vidéo sur notre site collège-de-france.fr, les plateformes de podcast et nos chaînes YouTube.